1600 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Prime Time Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KBOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 725, and great to have you with us here on this Tuesday morning, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KBOE Sutherland studio line by Lyon County Controller Dan Williams. Dan, good morning.
Hey, Dan.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing all right. How about you today?
Good.
Good. Well, we had Dan in several weeks back here, really at the lead edge of a lot of discussions when it comes to the county's fiber to the home projects. Dan, over the last few weeks, how have things changed here, aside from what we reported on last week with the feasibility study change?
Well, we're still working on the feasibility study. With this grant, there is three major objectives when we do this grant or we apply for this grant. One is the feasibility study. Two is the plan or how we're going to build out the network. And three is the need, to prove a need. The speed test is really the way we prove the need. And right now we have 2.4% of a sample study of that speed test. We need at least a 4%. And we want to have a 10%. If we have a 10% sample, we can do a really good case against, you know, for this. But right now, we're at 2.4%. We need a minimum of 4. So we need people to get online and hit the links and put your address in and tell us what you have.
All right. And what address can they go to see this information and get this done, Dan?
It's all over the place. It's on lyoncounty.org. It's on the extension. Every telco has it on their websites. I think Hartford State Bank has it on their website. And if you don't have internet, call a friend, call somebody, call us. We'll put your address in for you.
What number?
It takes about a minute to do.
What number would folks need to call, say, for the county? Because I have a feeling now that you've put that out that you're going to get quite a few calls on that. And really, what do people need to do with this particular study? Really, what type of information do they need to input?
Their address.
That's it?
Yep, that's it. You have three options. When you click the link, which the link is on lyoncounty.org or whatever, you click the link, it'll take you to a menu. And if you do not have internet and you're doing it somewhere else, you go down to the third button and it has red, says no service. Click on that, put your address in, click OK, you're done.
All right, so if you meet the criteria here, Dan, what could this mean in the future as far as getting internet out in the county? This could be a pretty big deal, couldn't it?
Yes, that would mean that everybody legitimately would have broadband to every household that wants it in the county. And oh, by the way, this may be, if we get this done, we may be the first county in the United States that's fully covered with legitimate broadband.
How important would that be, Dan, to not only get this here, but have that status here as a leader when it comes to getting this full coverage across the county?
Well, you could think of it as you know, anybody can be anywhere and work from home.
Yeah.
All the kids would have internet to do virtual school if they need to. Businesses could go anywhere within the county and know that they're served in broadband.
Well, Dan,
so economically, it could be a real benefit.
Yeah. When you say legitimate broadband, exactly what do you mean by that, Dan?
The federal government lists broadband as 25 down, 3 up. there is, if you use your jetpacks, if you use your Verizon hotspots, you may be getting 10. You're not getting the full service. And if you're in satellite, depends on whether you got line of sight, all that good happy stuff. Broadband and fiber, you'll have the internet all time, every time, and have that speed excess of 25.3.
Dan, let's kind of jump to the feasibility study at this particular point in time. Obviously, you'll be needing the information here from the general public on the scope of broadband internet usage at this particular point in time and the access. How does the feasibility study then roll into the potential rollout and really the grant application to come?
Yeah, we have to submit the grant by August 17th. And the grant is a $30 million grant. And the feasibility study will be done by Moss Adams, who's our consultant, and they'll work with RVW, which is the engineering firm designing it. And the feasibility study will go and take all the numbers, take all the subscribers and all the cost, and see if it's feasible and if this thing will stand on its own once it's built.
All right, so the grant has to be in by August the 17th. That is just about here. We're just a month and a couple of days away from that. So how quick do you need the county information from residents with the broadband information, Dan?
As soon as they can get it done. It takes about a minute to do.
So do you have a deadline that you need? Is like 17th the deadline?
No, the 17th is not. It's probably, we haven't really designed the end time yet.
Okay.
As soon as we get the numbers, then we'll probably start. They're already analyzing the data as we speak, but we can go at least till one more week.
Okay,
and then we'll take a look at it.
Time is of essence, then.
Exactly.
Okay, Dan. Before we let you go here on this, you'd mentioned here about the need side of things. Obviously, the feasibility study. What basically happens from here once this goes to the federal government from the county perspective? Is the county then basically on hold, or is the county still planning to do maybe some additional study or maybe even some actual build-out work here in order to keep this process going as the grant application is processed?
We'll be on hold until we see what we got. Because if we don't get the grant, then we don't have the funding. If we do get the grant, then we'll look at other funding, supplemental funding, to help build this out. We're estimating once we get the feasibility study and the engineering completed, we'll be projected how much it's going to cost. And it's going to be somewhere around $40 to $50 million probably.
Yeah, I'd say $40 to $50 million. You're probably in the ballpark there, Dan. And again, the grant is what, the upper 30s and the millions there?
$30 million, then we plan to. We want to supplement it with ARP money on the other side, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Well, hopefully, we do not have to leave that grant money on the table, and hopefully, people
exactly because if we don't use it, somebody else will.
Well, let's keep it here. Let's keep it local.
Exactly.
How about that?
Exactly.
All right, Dan. Hey, thanks for your time. Great job. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Good to talk to you, Lyon County Controller Dan Williams. And yes, time is running out. County residents to get that information into Lyon County. It's just a quick survey. I mean, when they say a minute, it's pretty close to what it is. So this isn't like a 15-minute thing. This is like a minute.
Yeah.
So it doesn't take long at all.
Yeah, and again, you can find that on lyoncounty.org. You can find it on the Lyon County Extension page. Telecommunications companies here in Lyon County, they have it on their websites as well, and we'll be continuing to update the process, including a story later today here on KVUE and KVUE.com. I want to let you know, too, that we only have one newsmaker slot that's available here this week. That happens to be Friday. One newsmaker two slot here for the week. That happens to be Thursday. If you'd like either of those, give us a call at 342-1400 or shoot us an email to KVUE at KVUE.com. Tomorrow we'll have Ben Sachs and Treva World from Unbound Gravel as we take a look ahead to the Garmin Lunar Ride, which is fast approaching later this month.
It will be coming up a week from Saturday.
It is, yeah.
All right. Our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Hometown Healthcare. KVOE Live in local sunshine, 64 degrees. Good morning at 7:34. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Join KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM Tuesday from noon.